Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 26 to 29. Yesterday, in the previous discourse, we looked at the section which was giving us Moses' desire. In this section, we get Moses denied. He's pleaded with the Lord. He's argued with the Lord. He's pressed his case to the Lord. Let me go into that land. Let me just set foot there. Not that I want to lord it over the people in Canaan, but I do want to set my foot on that promised land. I've looked forward to it for years, and I've struggled for it and wanted it, and I've pressed forward to it. Please, please. But God says, no. But because of you, says Moses, the Lord was angry with me and would not listen to me. That's enough, the Lord said. Don't speak to me any more about this matter. No. Here is the disappointment. Here is the denial. Yes, earnest, longing, prayerful desire, passionate pleas. He wants to have this experience. But it's not penny in the slot, is it? How many talk like that with God? As though you just ask and it's bound to come, you know. Ask the man upstairs, or, you know, that's all blasphemy. Look at David with his temple. He wanted to build a temple. Nathan said yes, but God said to him, no, you go back and tell him no, no. Disappointment. No is an answer from God. It's not what we want. Very often in experience we look back and see it was for the best. But whether that be the case or not, God is sovereign. In all our prayers there must be this, nevertheless, not my will, but yours, thine. Now, who said that? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ in the garden. There's the submission. And I want to return to that point before I finish. Even so, Lord, so it seems good in your sight. Nevertheless, submission. Israel, you see, had provoked Moses to sin, but he's not blaming them altogether, it's himself as well. He had sinned. Psalm 106, verses 32 and 33. But God refuses him. No. But he was gracious to him, he was merciful to the man. You go up to the top of Pisgah, he said, and look west and north and south and east, and you will see a great and vast land. You will see it. Look at the land with your own eyes. Again, there's the emphasis. You will have this experience. Yes, your feet will not tread across the Jordan into the land, but you will. You will see it. But you've got to go forward. One man dies, another comes. The work of God goes on. God is not tied to men. He doesn't depend on men. He uses men. But the work of God is bigger than men, even bigger than the greatest superstar preachers we have today. No, God is greater than our men and our works. Good men, great men, godly men are important, but God is all important. And everything must be God-centered and God-glorifying. He will lead this Joshua. He will lead the people and cause them in to inherit the land that you will see. So we stayed in the valley near Beth Peor. It was God's work, and I will give it to Joshua. He will be the leader. You cannot go in. You see, the sin does cast a shadow. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It is true. But the fact of the matter is that, my brother and sister, let us not sin lightly, because sinning bears consequences. There is a time to give up and give way in life, though. There is a time to finish and lay down the tools of the job. Young people, if I address any young people, work now while it's day, because the night is coming when no man can work. You fit people, do it while you can, because the time is going to come when illness strikes you down. Spurgeon used to say, when he was ill at the end, he said, I'm glad, he said, now, he said, when I cannot do what I want, that at one time I did all that I could, or tried to. Have that kind of testimony, my brother and sister, and the only way to have that is to be doing now. But I want to end on a higher note. This is a lovely experience of Moses. Disappointing. He had this great desire, but he was disappointed. But let me raise it to a higher level. There's a more glorious connection for us. What's that? We have a greater than Moses, Christ. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Hear him in the garden. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not my will, but thine be done. Praise God. The Christ was not heard. He was heard, but he wasn't answered in the sense of yes. He still had to go on. Praise God that he was not heard, that I might be heard. When I cry out to God for mercy, I know I shall be accepted. Why? Because Christ suffered in my stead. He was not delivered from the wrath of God, that I might be delivered from the wrath of God. Christ suffered under the wrath of God, that I might never suffer there. Christ was separated from his Father. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? So that I might never have to say that. In my place, condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. He who knew no sin was made sin for me, for us, that we, who knew no righteousness, might be made the righteousness of God. In him. Glorious, glorious exchange. Well, that's what we see here. In picture form, with Moses and his prayer, we see the glorious Moses, Christ. May God be exalted in these thoughts. May our hearts be warmed by them. In Jesus' name. Amen.